Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, say good morning to Stephanie, who's joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe.
Hi, Stephanie.
Good morning, Kennedy. Good morning, Carson.
So this is all about your sister, Tracy. She's going through something pretty serious right now, and I want to get to that in a minute. But first, talk about the Haven Project that she is involved with. She's actually the executive director, right?
She's the executive director. She's the second female executive director ever. She's the youngest executive director ever there, which supports the homeless youth and young adults of the North Shore community in general, but is located in Lynn. They do wraparound services, and they help over 200 homeless young adults in Lynn every year. They have social work services. They focus on teaching the empowerment skills to end the cycle of homelessness. So they have a cafe downstairs that's called Land of a Thousand Hills that you can go in, get a coffee in the morning. The proceeds go to the Haven Project, but it's also a job supporting system where they do job training and support a lot of their clients that way. And then they also have another project that they're spearheading that they are doing crisis transitional housing that pretty close to their offices as well.
There's a lot going on with the Haven Project, right? And so
yes,
Tracy, your sister, is the executive director who is now 25 weeks pregnant, but she found out some really interesting news about the pregnancy and some pretty scary stuff that's happening.
Just after her 20-week ultrasound, she found out that her daughter, named Cece, has tetralogy of Fallot, which is a congenital heart defect that actually encompasses four different heart defects. There's a pretty good chance that Cece will have go to the cath lab the day she's born. Regardless, she'll be in the cardiac ICU for a couple weeks, and then she will have multiple visits for her first couple months, and hopefully around the 4-month to 6-month mark, she'll have her open heart surgery that will be corrective, but she's going to be in the long haul for having a lot of doctor's appointments and commutes in and out of Boston and a couple hospitalizations.
So things like that aren't cheap. So we're doing a fundraiser for her. Can you tell everybody about that?
So we are fundraising for her. We're working with a local Lynn organization that's been doing this for a lot of years called Freezing for a Reason. It is January 1st. Everyone jumps in the water at noon at the Nahant lifeguard station. And then later there's a whole big fundraiser with a lot of raffles and fun to be had and support to be given at Rolly's in Lynn. And that happens at 3, but you can give directly to it if you wanted to. If you can buy a t-shirt that says Freezing for Cece. If anyone had raffles or anything, we're looking for any support that we could possibly give Tracy and Cece and Brian at this moment.
How is your sister handling this news? You know, that's a lot to take on.
She's doing a lot. She is taking it day by day. She's putting her health first because she knows that that is what's best for her daughter. But she juggles a lot, and she's still really committed to helping the homeless youth in Lynn. And she's doing okay, but she's, you know, taking it day by day.
Freezing for a Reason, Polar Plunge in Lynn and Nahant. What is the date of this again? That's
January
happening?
1st.
February 1st?
Yeah, January.
Oh, January 1st.
January. New Year's Day.
Oh, it'll be nice and toasty out there on New Year's Day at that beach.
They say what you do on New Year's Day is what you do the rest of the year. So if you're helping someone else, I think that's a damn good way to start the year.
That's a good point, Kennedy. That is a good point.
I volunteered to be the one holding Cece for on the beach rather than getting to jump
that's
in.
A girl. So that's a girl.
That's a good auntie right there.
Also, team player.
Yes. Good auntie taking care of the kid.
I'm also pregnant and due just a few weeks before my sister is. So there's going to be multiple babies on that beach supporting. So we would love for anybody who'd like to come out, to come out. And anyone who can't, either get a T-shirt or just share the word or anything like that. I would really love nothing more than for my sister to know that she impacts the community and that people are there who care, because she is there all the time for so many people. I really just wanted to share this to make sure that she felt just as much love as she gives out every day.
Okay, so the Haven Project, Stephanie, Tracy, and then, of course, Freezing for a Reason, Polar Plunge in the Haunt, all now officially members of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you guys so much.
We'll get all those links up on our post, and if you need them, just text in here. We'll get them to you.
Stephanie, thanks so much for calling in to share a story about your sister.
Thank you so much, Kennedy and Carson. We all love you, and you guys do just such amazing things for everyone. So thank you for accepting us into the Good Vibe Tribe.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.